following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Yes.
I told you so.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, lovey.
Oh, fuck.
I understand your PVO is
what?
Not working properly.
You mean Mevio?
Have you thought of emptying that colostomy bag so it'll work better?
Laugh, Ryan.
Because you know when it gets good and full, you know, it just doesn't work properly. Anyway, I wanted to...
Well, you would know, fat
thank
ass.
Thank you for not putting out a Monday show. It was a nice respite.
I put it out on Tuesday.
To just have a little peace and quiet for a change.
Fat
and
ass.
Not have to hear about going to mom's.
You're
and,
fat ass.
And putting away the crema decorations.
Not
and,
funny.
The insane.
Retarded. You can't even get. You can't even do your own bits.
The insane dogs peeing all over each other.
Oh, you couldn't think
anyway,
of Hubert or
I know my
Eustachio.
Run out, but anyway, because I'm sure there'll be a little Walnut Hills. Show come hell or high water, and we know there ain't going to be high water in Walnut Hills. Thank you for calling.
Good.
Bye-bye now.
Good.
Oh, and by the way, thank you so
there's
much.
More.
Thank you so much for participating in the Lucky 7 contest.
I didn't.
And I've got you in on the number one fan.
Take me out.
And the coupon contest, too. I just wrote a figure in
take
there
me the,
for you on that.
Take me the fuck
your,
out.
I just put down
I don't wanna
your,
be.
Dimensions, your curves, your chest and your waist and your ass
you can't,
dimensions as your gas.
You can't even.
So you know, I don't think I save that much, but I put it down anyway.
Fat,
thank you. Bye-bye now.
Retarded, low life sack of bacon grease smelling shit. You can't even come up with the word measurements, dimensions, curves, measurements. Fat ass, measurements.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I told you so.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1047 of the BFO for Thursday, the 2th of February 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, we're going to introduce you to something called No Pod Pomo, Big Fatty. Hello, threesies. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Well, I'll tell you, everybody. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, the crazy Mexican that had him, y'all, he sent me a little nugget. He sent me a little nugget, and y'all, he says, Big Fatty, here's a very uninteresting fact that you might want to put on your little show. Y'all, it's called content. It's called content, something that I usually don't have here. But y'all, it says, hi, Big Fatty. As you like to read facts, here's one I just noticed. On February the 2th, it will be the 33rd day of the year, and there will be 333 days left until the end of the year. Y'all, that is, what is that? Y'all, that was a delicious dip. It was called artichoke lemon dip, and y'all, I ate it with some... cold snow pea pods. Y'all, it was lovely. Sugar snap pea things. You know what I'm talking about. So, thank you so much for that very uninteresting fact. And y'all, I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm telling you. I am telling you, y'all, there's lots going on with the BFO number one fan contest. Now, y'all, I need to make sure that you all understand this. There's not an election going on. You don't vote for anybody else, okay? I'm just telling you. All you do is you send your entry in for you to become the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, dear Gussie, y'all, there's been lots of things posted over there at the Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm just going to go over there real quick, like. And, y'all, several of these are just, they're horrifying, y'all. They are just horrifying. Y'all, I don't remember how far back. I think I got to Mrs. Butterworth's. But, y'all, then there's one where Big Fatty is dressed up as a big old hairy drag queen or something like that. And, y'all, there's pictures of Big Fatty celebrating National Coon Chip Day. And Big Fatty with an itch. A 7-year itch, and then Big Fatty with some meatballs and some IKEA bags or something like that. Y'all, I don't know. I don't think that refers to the women in the picture, the IKEA bags. Big Fatty! And y'all, then the Fatty strikes back. Y'all, Big Fatty is the Yoda. It's the Yoda. And then Big Fatty's with some gorillas and on the Mount Rushmore and the Statue of Liberty. And y'all, we've got the National Insane Answering Message Day, and y'all, that's Please Don't Play It on the Show Day, and y'all, then Big Fatty is a statue with a little pee-pee. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your little pee-pee. Then y'all, there's a picture of Big Fatty in the Forrest Gump, and Big Fatty as some sort of animal or creature coming out of somebody's stomach. Big Fatty is a big old queen. I told you about the kitty cat clock with the eyes that ran around. Y'all, the Big Fatty's on a horse. Y'all, this one, a Big Fatty, is a big fat Hooters girl swinging around, on a pole. That Frequency sent that one to me. And y'all, then there's some... Y'all, there's some sticker badges. Evidently, that Hat M created those. And y'all, you can put them on your, things, on your faces, on the Twitty and all. Y'all, I don't know how to do that. Y'all, and then there's a countdown for the number one fan. Big Fatty's one of the Golden Girls. International Flirting Week. Big Fatty is being licked by a pussy. Big Fatty plays. Big Fatty poops on ETV. Y'all, Big Fatty is a rabbit. Eat more bacon, have more sex. And y'all, there's a picture of Big Fatty on the can of the poke brains with milk gravy. Big Fatty, that's just vulgar. But y'all, in addition to that, y'all, over there at the Beaver's new lodge, y'all, the Beaver, oh Lord, evidently the Beaver has found the picture of Big Fatty and Mr. Michael Brandon, and she has she's posted it as a fat classic. And y'all, then she received some kind of instructions for filling out her tax form because, y'all, she's evidently sent something, through the, what do you call that? Through the Amazon. And, she's decided that she's removing her name from the colostomy bag as a contestant for the number one fan contest. But y'all, as I explained to Miss Beaver, you can't do that, y'all. Once you're in the colostomy bag, you're in the colostomy bag. Big Fatty does not remove anything. That is Poodle Magnet. Big Fatty, don't remind me. I don't want it. Yes? So, anyway, but y'all, we've gotten a couple of other submissions. Y'all, Yaz Mamadou says, Big Fatty, I should be chosen because I am an attention whore and I get all tingly from having my name mentioned on the little show. So, y'all, at the moment, Yaz Mamadou is all tingly. Big Fatty.
That ginger bear, y'all, the ginger bear, he says, I deserve to be the number one fan because I walk barefoot on your nasty sex room floor and my feet are still recovering. Also, I had to sleep in your house with a gas mask, and you know why. Later, tater, y'all, I didn't make him do any of that. He is the one that wanted to do all of that. And y'all, the gas mask was for his own good, is why he slept with it. Y'all, David, that Blue Jeans guy says that he would like to be the number one fan because it would begin to make up for Big Fatty neglecting his 42nd anniversarium of exiting the birth canal on the 23rd of January. Just saying. And y'all, since he's brought up exiting the birth canal... Yeah, Gussie, y'all, evidently Big Fatty's missed the David, that Blue Jeans guy, exiting the birth canal back in January. But y'all, evidently Big Fatty missed the gay cowboy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. The gay cowboy who is married to that boss boy up there in the New Hampshire. Y'all, evidently they got married. They got married on the gay cowboy's day of celebrating exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty was not aware of this. So I apologize to both of them for this oversight, but y'all, I'm hoping that my assistants will do better next time. But y'all, my assistants did. They did tell me about two of the three celebrations of exiting the birth canal that we are celebrating today, February the 2th. And y'all, the first one is that Drusilla blow me, Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, Drusilla used to live up there near the Daniel Bieber, but y'all, Daniel Bieber moved. So Drusilla is up there near the trucker Alex and Bob, you know Bob, the big old bottom. And Drusilla said, I got a little message from Drusilla saying, I may be coming to Charleston this weekend. So y'all, we'll see if that comes through or not. You just never know about those blow-me's. Y'all, also today we are celebrating exiting the birth canal for that VJ from the VJ Net Show. And VJ is, he hangs out with that, you know, those occasional fags up there in the New York. So nice to name it twice. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the last one, and clearly the most elderly of all of the birthdays, the celebrations of exiting the birth canal that we are celebrating to now. Y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only Granny, y'all. Y'all, Granny here in town. Yeah, turns 134 today. And, y'all, I would say send Granny a, but y'all, you know, a lot of those old people, they just don't, they're not technologically savvy like Big Fatty. Big Fatty, technological and savvy are not two words that would be used to describe you.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Now, y'all, I am backed up on voice letters, but I'm going to try to get them in tomorrow. But yes, Big Fatty, spit it out. But, y'all, I wanted to tell you about a new project that started this week. Y'all, it is called No Pod Pomo. And... y'all, you heard at the beginning of today's show, y'all, that was the Vons. Yo, hey, yo. And y'all, that was more than a year ago when the Vons were, and it had to have been around this time of year or December of 2010 that the Vons was having problems with her bloody urine and her Mevio And because y'all, I said, oh, I've entered you in the coupon contest and the number one fan contest. So it had to have been January 2011 or something like that, y'all. But y'all, she was having trouble with her Mevio. Big fatty, does she use that medicated salve for it? But y'all, evidently, the Mevio has pissed off the Vons. Yo, hey. And y'all, I'm going to go over here right now real quick because the Vons posted something over at her site. And y'all, I want to get the correct terminology of what she called the Mevio. She called the Mevio the pig-fucking Mevio. Fanny, that sounds like something you would say. So, y'all, the pig-fucking Mevio. Fanny, please don't say it again. Please don't say it again. Evidently has canceled her account. So, y'all, there hadn't been any little shows from the Walnut Hills. Now, y'all, I have told the Vons.
Yo, hey, yo.
That, just because the Mevio won't let you post them doesn't mean that you're excused from recording them. So y'all send her an e-letter, a little tweety saying, we hope you're still recording. And y'all, evidently that Daniel Bieber may be assisting her in setting up a regular good old-fashioned website. And I even offered to post one of the Vons little shows over at the BFO on Saturday, but y'all, thank you, lovey, that's just lovely, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, y'all, it's affecting the old stinkers from the smell cast and several others, I think. Yes, McFreddy, move forward. Y'all, I got a few more entries I want to read to you. There have been a couple of vulgar pictures. John Kobach has sent Big Fatty a picture of his breftises, and y'all, I'm gonna forward that over to the Faye driver, because you know he said send me pictures of your junk or your breftises, so that's on its way over to the Faye driver right now. And y'all, let's go back on over here now. And I told you that Kim is trying to pull out of the contest, but y'all, it's no, Big Fatty, she is not allowed to do that. So you know, tough shitsky. David, that blue jeans guy has sent his entry in. It says Big Fatty. I've already read this one about missing his 42nd anniversary. And Big Fatty, you can't even remember what you talked about 2 minutes ago. So he's in the colostomy bag now. Y'all, the Scooter Diaries. That's the Laughing Buddha. That's Mark and his funny postcards. That's three different people, but one entry. It says, Big Fatty, I should be the number one fan. Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, that is the hat. Can you hear that? I'm just going to turn that off because I'm not going to talk to the hat right now. But it says, I should be the number one fan because Spam. Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, it doesn't say, oh, dear gussie. It says, because Spam is made in Austin, Minnesota, and I could be the number one fan and the Spambassador to the BFO. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. And y'all, there's several. Let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Y'all, I've got six more. I've got six more of them to read. I've got six more of them to read, y'all. And y'all, I've got voice letters. Y'all, we may have to do more than 20. Big Fatty, please, but no more than 20 minutes. No more than 20 minutes, please, Big Fatty, please. Because if you do more than 20 minutes, I'll unsubscribe, and the Vons will say,
I told you so.
Happy See You Saturday.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.